and welcome back to the Teachers Gone Strong podcast. If you are new here, my name is Brooklyn and I am your host. I am a full-time teacher as well as an online personal trainer. In this episode, we're going to talk all about how to handle food around the holidays. I hope to give you some tips that you can take away from this episode and use in your own life to help you be a little bit more stress-free around the holidays. Let's go ahead and dive in. So Thanksgiving just passed, but I want to go ahead and give you four tips today that will help you because I know we still have Christmas coming up, New Year's, and et cetera. So I hope that these tips will help you. Let's go ahead and get started. So number one is to have a plan ahead of time. And I do not want you guys to track macros. If you're new here, tracking macros or flexible dieting is what I do and what all my clients do in order to accurately stay on top of our fitness goals. But I do not want you to do that during the holidays, but you can still have a plan. So what I mean by that is to figure out what causes you anxiety about the holidays. Is it going to your grandma's house and eating all this food? Is it going to your parents' house and having them try to shove food down your throat? Is it just the holidays in general where you feel like there's food everywhere and you can't say no? What is it that triggers you? You need to find that out so that way you can overcome that. And we can create an approach together to help you still enjoy the holidays, but not go crazy overboard to where you're feeling like you need to sleep for 3 days because you are so full. So number one is definitely just figure out what gives you anxiety. And I think that knowing that ahead of time can really help you be successful this holiday. And I really want that for you. So figure that out right now. The next thing is do not track macros. I do not want you to be logging into my Fitness Pal and tracking macros on Christmas, Thanksgiving, or New Year's at all, or your birthday, any holiday. Just enjoy the time that you have with your family and friends. Do not spend it tracking and logging your food in an app. No, thank you. I think that macros are wonderful, but they have a place and you are always going to be able to track macros. So let that 1 or 2 days go and just do your best, have fun, enjoy yourself. Do not track your macros. There is no reason that you need to be pulling up your phone and inputting your grandma's apple pie into MyFitnessPal. Number one, it's probably going to be wrong. And number two, no thank you. Please don't do that. So make memories over macros and really try to focus on that during this holiday season. Number three is to eat a normal size breakfast. I know that a lot of us try to sort of maybe hold our macros till the end of the day when we know we're going to have a big meal, or we try to intermittent fast all of a sudden when we don't normally do that, or we just try to starve ourselves so that way when we do eat our big, huge meal, we feel like it's not as bad. Please do not do this. You're way more likely to overeat if you do this, for one, because you're so hungry, and two, there is no reason that you cannot eat your normal food the day before or the morning of. Just eat your normal size breakfast. For me, that is 8 egg whites, 2 pieces of Sara Lee toast, peanut butter on one, jelly on the other. That's just what I like. Gives me a lot of protein. It keeps me full for a while. And make sure that you're still drinking a lot of water in the morning. And when it comes to workouts, I know this can be tricky, but if you love to work out and you really enjoy it, then go get a workout in the morning if you want. If you don't, then don't. It's not going to kill you. One day off is not going to kill you. But don't do things that you feel like you have to do just so you can earn your food. That is a big no-no. You do not have to earn what you eat. And I'm going to teach you how to just eat mindfully so that way you can still enjoy yourself fully, but not go crazy with overeating and overindulging. So number three was just eat a normal size breakfast and only work out if you want to. Do not try to skip meals. Do not do any of that. The last tip I have for you today is to make a plan and stick with it. So I want you to think about your fitness goals, and I want you to think about how far you've already come. I want you to realize that maybe you've only lost 2 pounds and your goal is 15, or maybe you've only lost 5 pounds and your goal is 50. I want you to realize that and acknowledge that, but I don't want you to go crazy trying to figure out how you're going to make yourself miserable on Christmas because you know that your aunt or your grandma is going to be trying to make you eat some of her peach cobbler or whatever it is. Please realize how far you've come and realize that 1 or 2 days is not going to make or break you, and have a plan ahead of time. So figure out what you're going to do. Are you going to just mindfully eat? Are you going to allow yourself to eat a slice of dessert without having 4 slices of dessert? Or are you going to allow yourself to not track macros at all, which I hope you do, and just really enjoy yourself. Stop making it about food. Try not to make this whole holiday time with your family and friends around the food that you're going to be eating. I know it's hard because food is such a big part of our culture. But you are so much more than the food that you eat, and you are so much more than, you know, feeling so terrible the next day because you overate and just kept eating and eating and eating because you felt like you weren't restricting yourself finally. Please, I don't want you to do that. So having a plan ahead of time, maybe if you know that your aunt is going to be there and she makes the best bacon wrapped green beans and you want to eat six of those, whatever it is, make a plan ahead of time and stick with that. Maybe even have someone hold you accountable for what you're going to do. So if you choose to eat two slices of dessert, make that plan ahead of time and then stick with it. Don't let yourself down, but also allow yourself some room to be flexible and allow yourself that food that you've been wanting and just enjoy it. Enjoy the time that you're spending with your family and friends and try, I know it's so hard, but try not to focus on the food. I have found that if you have a plan ahead of time, and again, this is not like a strict, crazy plan, like I'm only going to eat 700 calories at dinner for Thanksgiving or nothing like that. But I just mean when it comes to the things that you know already give you anxiety, whether that's dessert or just a side dish in general or whatever it is, if you already know that causes you anxiety, have a plan ahead of time to combat that. Have a plan of, okay, I know that I usually overeat on pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving because it's so good and I really only eat that once a year. So for some reason, I just feel like I need to eat four slices instead of just having one and being done. So for me, I would know that going into it. And then I tell myself, okay, I don't want to feel like crap the next day. I don't. And I know you don't either. So I'm not going to have four slices of pumpkin pie. I will definitely have one or two and I will love it and enjoy every moment of it. But I know that I want to feel really good the next day and I want to get back to working out and I want to get back tracking macros. So I'm going to set myself up for success in that sense. But you have to figure out a plan that works for you. And I think that having a plan will help you feel less anxious when you are in those situations where you're not in control or in as much control as you normally are. So I hope this episode was helpful for you guys. And I know it's short and sweet, but I really just wanted to give you four quick tips that you can take with you and use in your everyday life to help you feel more successful during the holidays and just really soak up the time with your friends and family. I can't say that enough because I don't want you to be overwhelmed with food decisions. And honestly, you guys, just eat and just enjoy yourself and don't overindulge. Don't make yourself feel like crap because you're going to regret it. Just have fun, enjoy yourself, and soak up those memories with your friends and family. I hope you guys have an awesome rest of your day. And thanks again for listening. I will catch you in the next episode.